A beacon shining in the night, faster than a bolt of light, cloaked but hiding in plain sight.
Their mission, to help the Green Arrow fight the darkness, corruption, and bring hope.
We are strong.
We are many. We are the Arrow Squad.
Hi, this is Stephen Amell.
Hi, I'm Juliana Harkavy, and you're listening to Arrow Squad with Tammy the Chameleon and my favorite, Martin the Flash.
And listen to this, or my fictional alter ego will hunt you down. Enjoy.
That is right, Arrow Squad. We are back. I am the Flash.
And I am Cammy, and we are so excited that we could not even wait for the season to start.
That is so true. We had to come back and talk to you guys, fill you in on some, I guess, reporting on what's coming for this season of Arrow, because there's been so much so far.
Yeah, we got so pumped, especially after San Diego Comic-Con in July, with all of the new teasers and trailers and spoilery bits. So we thought we would just get together and chat about it with you guys.
Exactly. You know, we're not going to give too much away. We'll talk about the stuff that's been released in the news, but anything that's extremely spoilery or gives away too much, we're not even going to talk about it. We might not even mention it, because you guys know that I don't like spoilers, so I'm not going to spoil anything for you guys. But we're gonna share our thoughts on the stuff that has been released and what we think it might mean and what could possibly be coming. So this is going to be fun, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited. So as Flash mentioned, we're kind of skipping over our introductory news bit, because news will be embedded throughout this whole discussion. But we do have just a little bit of housekeeping. And Flash, you already touched on one a bit. How are we treating spoilers today?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot that's been released, and we're just going to talk about the stuff that has been out there in the public and lots of news about, whether it came from the Comic-Cons or it's constantly being released on the Arrow feed, or even Stephen Amell himself has been giving away a few things. So we're just going to talk about the really key points that have come out that everybody should know about by now.
Yeah, absolutely. And just some general logistics and housekeeping. I should also mention that Arrow will be on a new night at a new time. So it's back to Tuesdays. Flash, it feels like we've almost covered every night of the week, haven't we?
Yeah, it has jumped around a little bit. So
yeah, so it'll be airing on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, and Arrow Squad will be recording on Thursdays. Martin and I will be recording on Thursday nights, so if you can get your feedback into us by 7 p.m. Eastern, or that's 5 p.m. your time, right? 5 p.m. Mountain time. Then you will make it into our broadcast. And we'll review all the different ways for you guys to get your feedback into us at the end of tonight's show.
Exactly. So the idea is that we're going to have our release for Superhero Friday, which we haven't been able to do for a while. So if you guys don't mind waiting until Friday, what we want to do, because this is Arrow's last season, we want to make sure you guys have enough time to gather your thoughts and gather your feelings and get it into us so we can share it on the show and, you know, live in the moment with you. Because last season, we kind of only gave you a 24-hour turnaround, and, you know, some of you weren't able to watch the show or get feedback in on time. So we want to make sure we give all of you and Oliver and our team as much time as possible as they deserve, wrapping up Arrow this year.
Yeah, especially since there are fewer episodes this year. There will be just 10, and one of them's a crossover episode, which means it kind of gets split into 5 episodes. And as we get closer to that, we'll have a little more information on how Arrow Squad will be reviewing the Crisis crossover.
Yeah, exactly. Once that gets a little bit closer, I think the Arrow episode of the Crisis is what comes back in January. So there's going to be Batwoman, Supergirl, and Flash during December, and then Arrow comes back in January for the crossover.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
It is.
We'll have to wait past Christmas for it. But for now, for today, mm-hmm. we do have lots to chat about that is immediately 100% Arrow. And yep. that revolves around all of the news that is coming up.
Yeah. Man,
we made a list. Yeah, there is. We made a list of sort of the immediate pieces that are on our radar, I guess I should say. And we thought for what would normally be our ratings section, we would go through this list of what's been teased and mentioned in the news for Arrow. And then at the very end, Flash and I will rate or rank these different pieces of news.
Yeah.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, we'll pick our favorites or what we're most excited about. Yeah.
Yeah. So the one that I mentioned first is Roy, Thea, Moira, Tommy, Prometheus, everybody is returning. How are you feeling about that?
I am so excited. I there's not much I'm not excited about for this season, but they are bringing back some of the best characters that Arrow has had for its final season. I think that's going to amp up the emotional quotient of this season. There's so much connection to the history of this show and what Oliver has had to go through. I mean, just bringing back Moira, like really his mom. Wow. And Tommy, his best friend from season one. Prometheus, hailed as one of the best villains the show has had. Like this is going to be an emotional juggernaut, I think. So I'm really excited that these guys are coming back. And of course, you know, my favorite Roy is going to be back, even though he's been listed as recurring and not regular. And then the fact, and I know all the fans are going to be so excited that Thea's coming back. That's so cool.
It's huge. I'm so excited about all of these returns. I'm excited on your behalf that Roy's returning. And I think I just saw recently that he may be returning for more episodes than they were originally saying. So I'm not sure what's going on with that, but we will definitely be getting some Roy. I'm thrilled about Prometheus in particular. I think it's high time we had a great villain, and he was a great villain.
Yeah.
Second on the news list I have here is what we already started to touch on a bit, Crisis on Infinite Earths. Now, how are you feeling about the crossover and the fact that the crossover will essentially end our show?
Yeah, see, and I don't even know if that's completely verified. I don't know if our very last episode, episode 10 of Arrow, is one of the crossover episodes. I think there might be an Arrow episode after our crossover episode. I think there almost has to be. They cannot end Arrow as part of the crossover. That wouldn't pay tribute to it.
I think it's usually
enough.
Episode 9 is the crossover episode, and then episode 10 would be the last Arrow episode. I'm not positive if that's what's going to happen, but that's what's always happened so far.
Yeah, so as long as they do that, that's fine, and that's okay. I mean, this crossover event is going to be huge. I mean, I haven't been this amped up for a crossover since they've been doing them. They've all been great, but this one especially, it's a massive project that they're taking on, the Crisis on Infinite Earths. I can imagine the pressure of them trying to pull it off right. But of course, as all the TV shows have gone, they're going to have their own spin on things, so that's not so predictable. But this is going to be huge. This is their biggest project to date, and it is going to change the entire CW Arrowverse when it's done. Every show is going to be different. So I'm excited about it, but I'm tentative too. I'm like, holy cow, that's a lot of stuff they got to squeeze in. I mean, 5 hours is pretty good. Most movies that you go to the theater for are 2 hours or less. So if you're worried about them not being able to fit in the entire story, think about it. That's 5 hours. That's 2.5 theater movies of storytelling we're going to get. So I'm having faith they're going to pull it off and do it well. And this is going to be one of those water cooler events that we have not had in a long time when everyone's going to be talking about it. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I'm so excited about the size of this crossover and the size of the event, I guess I should say. I think in previous crossovers, what they have used to make them big has not always been what I have considered big, I guess. So we had the crossover that was all centered around the Flash wedding, and then we had the crossover that was all centered around an alien invasion, and just different things that, you know, it was cute and it was fun, but it wasn't what I would consider huge. With Crisis on Infinite Earths, and, you know, it's not really a spoiler to say that that particular storyline is known and public recognized as a storyline that centers around several huge hero deaths, that could be huge, and especially because it coincides with show's ending. It's sort of like we know what the story will be before it ends, and so we just get to be excited about how it will unfold and see them pay homage to these heroes. And it's not really so much about secrets or hiding what the story would be. It's a well-known story from the comics.
Yeah, and one of their DC's biggest events, which originally was done because they had so many variants, so many different alternate universes and different branches of their comic book line, things got spread out too thin. So they created this story event to collapse everything back down so they could just tell much better, more solid stories in a much more refined format. And that's why they did this. And so how are they going to translate that to the TV screen? And, you know, people are worried about, okay, what's that going to mean for Supergirl? Because she's on a different Earth. And if they destroy her Earth, that she has to join us on Earth 1, what could that mean? I mean, there's all these kind of questions like that. So it's going to be just completely fascinating to see what they do.
Yeah, it gives them a chance to sort of reshape the universe. And as a huge supporter of one specific show, Arrow, which is ending, it leaves me curious, but not necessarily nervous, I suppose, on how they'll reshape the universe for the other shows. I'm just sort of there for the ride.
Yeah.
But that does kind of lead to what we have as next on our list, which is the return of our future trio, the three little kids. not so little, huh?
No, and you're talking about Mia, William, and Connor.
Absolutely. So in terms of the show ending, Arrow ending, we know that these three will still remain. And we also have learned that they have been elevated to regular status, which is exciting. How are you feeling about the return of these three?
Well, the two of us loved these three in the future flash forwards that we got last season. And I think I think I like them enough that I'm excited to see them get more screen time and see where they're going to carry the story forward now. And it's going to lead into another point we have coming up, but just to see more of the interaction, because the three of them had such good chemistry, whether it was me and William nagging on each other, or, you know, Connor and Mia possibly having a bit of a spark there. You know, there was such good chemistry with these three that I really am excited to see what more stories we can see with them in the future, and what it holds for them with the crisis coming. And, you know, where does that fit in the timeline? The crisis is happening in our present day, as far as we know. So how does that affect the future? I don't know. This is where I get a little confused with it all. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with them.
Yeah, I'm super protective of those three. As you know, I think they are just fascinating and wonderful and fun and everything this show needs, right? Mm-hmm. However, you are so right. If they are changing the timeline, we know in previous crossovers and events, Barry's changed the timeline and Arrow characters have disappeared and John Diggle's daughter disappeared, so on. So I'm kind of standing by these three saying, Barry, don't come near. I don't want anything changed with these three, but we'll see what happens. We also know that they will be a part of a spinoff. Yet another spinoff coming from Arrow. I'm skipping around our list a bit.
That's okay. I'm keeping up with you.
We have the Batwoman spinoff, which has just started this week as of date of recording. But we have another spinoff, which has not been officially started yet, but it has been officially announced. And in that spinoff, we know that the trio will be a part of it, and Mia will be Arrow.
See, that is, I mean, she's taking after her father, which is awesome. We still have not gotten to see that connection yet. You know, if she's ever going to see him in the future or not. But the fact that it's Mia and Dinah, you know, my favorite, and Laurel leading the way, and right now they're just tentatively calling the show The Canaries because it's going to be based on The Canaries, which I think the way I'm reading that is the future storyline we saw when the vigilante group, they just called themselves The Canaries, and there was like 50 of them out in the city working to protect the city. So I think that's what it's going to be based on. Now, whether it's going to, it has to be a future storyline as well, because Mia has to be old enough to be able to play the part. So this will not be in present Arrowverse timeline. It'll be continuing the future timeline.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they handle timelines with that. Mm. I think what I'm getting, despite the title, is that the show really will center around Mia, and that is what's getting me excited. Yeah. I didn't really get enough context of the Canaries in the future yet. I suspect we'll see more of them in this upcoming season of Arrow. Mm. But for now, the piece that's really drawing me into this idea of a spinoff is the fact that it will revolve around Mia as Arrow. And we've seen in the life cycle of Arrow a few different incarnations of Canaries, right? But we haven't seen too many incarnations of Arrow. It's really just been Oliver, and then occasionally someone will carry his mantle. Roy did for a while, and Diggle did for a while. But overall, this will be different to have somebody permanently sort of carrying on his legacy. I'm curious about it.
Well, and what I like about it, though, is if we're able to step back from our emotional trauma we're going to go through from Arrow ending, it's really, if she's going to be the Arrow, then Arrow in a way is continuing on. It's just going to jump ahead, you know, 20 whatever years into the future, but Arrow will continue. We will have a lead character by the name of Arrow, and we're going to get to continue the story. So there's that we can hang on to, at least.
And hope. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Sort of a legacy, which was the theme last season.
Which is exactly what Stephen Amell himself said. The only thing I have left to do on the show as Oliver Queen is leave a legacy. Well, guess what's happening? He's leaving his legacy with his daughter so he can retire, you know, even as an actor, and she's going to continue on. So it's kind of cool how that's all come around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. And speaking of characters leaving a legacy and having children, we also have Lila returning, and I'm giving honorable mention because this was one of the most recent pieces of news.
Right.
She is returning as Harbinger. Am I saying that right, Flash?
You know, I've always struggled with that one. I don't know if it's Harbinger or Harbinger. Any listeners, you can correct us on how do you like to pronounce it. I say Harbinger. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is cool because that means one of our favorite. She's really been relegated to just recurring character most of the time. So the fact that Lila's coming back to play this character is pretty darn cool, because from the comic books, Harbinger, that's easier to say.
Okay.
Harbinger was at the Monitor's side during the Crisis event in the comics, where she helped him find the heroes that they needed to help stop the universe-destroying event that's coming. So why I think this is cool is the fact that Harbinger's name in the comics is Lila Michaels, which is what our Lila has been going by on Arrow. So there is a massive connection there, and I'm so excited, so interested to see how they're going to play that out to connect our Lila to the Lila of Harbinger. And to see if she's been working with the Monitor all along, or if he comes and recruits her, because in the comic book story, she was an orphan that the Monitor raised himself. And that's why she's been at his side the whole time. So I'm really, really curious to see how they connect our Lila to that story.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see the position that they place her in and what story she gets to play with, what power she gets to play with. I think this is a really fun end for her, and it will be not an end in that she'll be dying or anything, just an end in that the show's ending, of course.
Yeah.
I think this is a fitting conclusion to her storyline.
Well, and you said power. So as far as I know in the comic books, her power was being able to create doppelgangers of the superheroes.
Which will be so fun, because we've definitely been seeing a few doppelgangers. I suppose it's not spoilery to say, because it's posted all over everywhere. We've been seeing, for example, some doppelgangers of Superman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like three of them going to be here. So,
yeah, I cannot imagine anybody's missed seeing that. It's kind of everywhere. And we have, of course, Brandon Routh will be showing up as Superman. We have Tyler returning as Superman. They're really going all out, and I think most of it does tie around Crisis, and some of it might not be Arrow specific, so we're not really getting into too many details of that tonight in our show. But Lila as Harbinger was one I wanted to highlight in particular, and it's definitely quite Arrow specific and exciting for us.
Yeah, and it'll be cool to get to see her play something other than just, you know, the commander of Argus. Like, to see her get to put on a costume. If you guys haven't seen the picture, just do a Google search for Lila as Harbinger, and you'll see her outfit. She looks really good in a superhero outfit. I'm really excited for the actress to get to do that. So, yeah that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So, in lieu of ratings, or what we would normally have as our favorite moments here, Flash, do you have a ranking of the news that we just went through in terms of most to least exciting, or maybe a preemptive favorite moment, return of any character?
Yeah, well, let me put it this way. I think for me, the return of so many of our beloved characters from seasons past, and Oliver's past especially, is going to make this final season such an emotional journey. And I'm so looking forward to that. But I'm also already crying that it's ending. So I've got my emotions are at either end of the spectrum, because I'm so excited, but I'm also extremely sad. And I mean, just seeing how they're going to bring Moira back. How's she going to come back? It's going to be such a huge moment for Oliver, because he's been feeling, quite honestly, he's been feeling alone a lot lately. And to have, like, what I mean is, like, family, all of his family members, other than Felicity, his wife, but his actual blood family, have all left him. So this moment alone, when Moira comes back, just, I mean, in the trailer when he says, "Hi, Mom," oh my God, that just ripped my heart out. It's like, oh, it's so powerful. And I'm also excited for the crossover, though. That's up there at the top of this list, too. I want to see how they're going to fit in all of these cameos, you know, with all the actors that have been announced. They're pulling from everything in this superhero universe. They're pulling in so many actors to bring in little cameos. I want to see how they're going to fit everybody in without making a mess of things. So those are my top two. How about you?
Well, I tried ranking them. It was kind of difficult. I think I kind of just grouped them together, and I think it mirrors similar to what you were saying. I would put the return of all our faves as the most exciting. And I think I will put the Crisis as the least exciting, because I think with the ending of Arrow coinciding possibly loosely with the crossover, I anticipate our show may not get as much central time in the crossover as we might hope. I know there's a lot of other really big names and big pieces associated with the crossover. So I'm mostly looking forward to the 100% Arrow episodes. And in terms of ranking the middle, second place goes to our future trio getting season regular status. And I think I'll put Lila as Harbinger right after that. She just looks fantastic.
Right.
I'm not certain about the spinoffs yet. I think they could be great. I have enjoyed the first episode of Batwoman, but I'll need some time to see if they are well executed. And certainly we're a long ways off from the Mia as Arrow spinoff actually coming to fruition. But I'll definitely be watching to find out.
Yeah, they haven't even announced possibly. Like, I'm thinking late 2008. It might be fall season 2020 that they might be looking at that, bringing that one around. It's hard to say. There's one thing that me and Cammy were talking about behind the scenes here. We're kind of curious from our Arrow Squad here, because Arrow's coming to an end, which means Arrow Squad is coming to an end. We're kind of wondering about the interest in a podcast about this new Arrow spinoff with me as Arrow, and if you guys would want us to pick up that mantle and continue on. We want to know. So if somehow, however you can let us know, maybe we'll put a poll up on our Facebook group or something, Cammy. I don't know. We're just kind of curious about the interest out there. It's something we haven't decided yes or no. It's just something we decided to talk about just recently. So we're just curious if you guys could let us know.
Yeah, and of course we'll know more when we know exactly when the show is airing and how long it is. Is it an ongoing show? Is it an event season?
Yeah.
All of that information will kind of help guide the discussion. But if you have any thoughts already, especially if you're absolutely sure you're going to watch it and you'd love to hear a podcast about it with us, definitely let us know so we can keep that on our radar. Or if you have any questions, just let us know.
Exactly.
Well, we normally have discussion points about the episode and the plot right about now, and that's kind of hard to structure under how we usually do that because we don't have necessarily a plot to discuss. And one of the things Flash mentioned, I think, before the show was we don't necessarily have a lot of detail about how the show itself will be structured next season. Will it, a lot of it be set in the future? Will a lot of it be set in the present? So we're not sure how our teams will be structured as well. So I thought for our discussion points, we can just loosely think in terms of Team Arrow and Team Villain and talk about what our thoughts are under each of those two categories.
As much as we can, yeah. Because like you said, there is not a lot to go on as to what this season's going to be about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of Team Arrow, we do know they will be heavily restructured next season. We have some missing faces and some new faces, and we don't even know what the setting will be. What are you looking forward to for our team?
Yeah, I mean, not even knowing what's coming for them this season. I mean, are they all back together as a solid unit after the way season 7 ended? That's what I'm hoping for, because we were talking about that in the last couple episodes where it looked like they're finally becoming a unified group again and really caring for each other, and they put all their petty arguments aside. So that's what I'm wanting, and that cohesive unit that's going to protect the city and to honor Oliver. And I say that because I'm curious about what Felicity is going to tell them about Oliver leaving, and then how is the team going to react to that? That's what I think I'm looking forward to right now, at least in the beginning, because I think it has to kick off with a storyline along that path.
Yeah, I think that because they are losing some faces and it's going to be a different vibe, continuing the storylines and continuing not just the storyline from season 7, but storylines that have been in place since the beginning will be really smart in creating this last season as something that feels like it's wrapping up what's already been started rather than starting something new and rushing through it quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fantastic point to make. I don't want something new to take off with this season, and they have, like you just said, they have to rush through it. They only got 10 episodes, so it's going to be a quick slap together season. I know they're not going to do that because it's the end of Arrow. They will not send it off with that type of flittering, you know, very weak storyline. It's got to continue where we left off. It's got to connect to the future. It's got to wrap up the crisis, and it's got to say goodbye to Oliver in the right way.
Yeah. I agree. I would like to see what we're seeing so far be teased, which is all of our faves returning and old loved villains rather than some random new big bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So given that we appear to have both present day and flash forwards based on what we know about who the regular cast will be, do you anticipate the teams will essentially roll over from last season and we'll have a present day team and a flash forward team?
I think so, at least from the present day and future perspectives. Yeah, I mean, that we're also going to get Oliver's journey mixed in, which is where I'm wondering if we're going to get flash forwards and those characters have been given regular season regular status. And we've got our present day team, you know, Diggle and everybody. And we've also got Oliver's journey. That means that our episodes are going to be split into three storylines. And are they going to do that every week? Are we going to get just future storyline one episode, present storyline another episode, and Oliver I don't know. This is where we don't have a lot of lead into what's happening. So I mean, we're going to need to see some connection to the new Canary series as well. I think that's also going to get woven in. So that'll probably be what the future storyline is wrapped around. I just don't want it to take over too much. Like that season when they were building up for the Legends premiere, and half of our season was all about introducing the Legends characters and building their stories up to get them off to their own show. I don't want this season of Arrow to be doing that for this new Canary spinoff as well. I want it to be centered around Oliver, his emotional journey. I want that to be the focal point, and I don't mind, as much as I love all of our other characters, I don't mind if they get relegated to side story status so that we can focus on Oliver and what he's going through, the decisions and the sacrifices that he has to make. I want that emotional punch, and I want it to hit me so hard I'm knocked out by the end of it.
Yeah, I agree. This really is about wrapping up the Queen family journey, and really the only thing we have left of that is Oliver, and they're bringing back some of the Queen family around him for this, but I'm hoping that serves to further, you know, his journey and what he has gone through. So it will be interesting. But although you've mentioned focusing on Oliver, I will say a hero would be nothing without some good villains. So let's chat a bit about what team villain could look like.
Yeah.
We'll have lots of familiar bad guys back, like Prometheus. But the structure may feel a bit different given that there are fewer episodes and we may not get a long-term big bad, certainly not a new one, in the same way. So what kind of villain story would you like to see in a short season?
Yeah, see, this is an interesting question because we don't know what's coming. Like we hear Oliver himself say, the past is repeating itself. And we still have to talk about the trailer cameo, so we'll get to that after this. But he says the past is repeating itself. So what role does a villain like Prometheus play? Does that mean we're going to see flashbacks and Oliver's reliving moments? Or is the monitor taking him through different parts of time and he has to reface these villains again? Or is it a current timeline and the monitor's brought all these villains forward? And Prometheus might not even be a bad guy. Maybe after he blew himself up on the boat, the monitor brought him back and maybe he's got a new perspective on things. I have no idea. I think the one thing for sure that I know is I would be okay if there's not a long-term all season type of bad guy, because we have too short of a season to build anything up. Anything that's going to mean anything, because I don't want it to feel rushed. Although we do know from other TV shows that only go 10 episodes a season have much stronger stories and much stronger dramatic episodes that carry much more weight and risk and consequence. So maybe Oliver, maybe Arrow could be written that way, that every episode is like a 45-minute movie. I don't know. The villain story may just be the team fighting to stop the future that we know is coming. Maybe they're, because we know that Star City gets destroyed in the future, so maybe their fight is trying to stop that from happening where the Glades take over. I'm not sure. I really have no idea. Maybe they're going to be dealing with the crisis events all season long without Oliver leading them. There's just so much to go on, so many theories. I really don't know. What are your thoughts and feelings, Cammy? And if do you have a theory yourself?
My theory is that they'll bring back as many villains as possible, maybe with Prometheus being the central one, in order to give Oliver a big showdown before we even get to the crisis. I think by the time we see Oliver enter the crisis, he's going to be very much willing to die in whatever way that may be. And we know that that's what the Crisis story is going to be. But when we're looking at Arrow episodes, we're really looking at an Arrow specific story that's not shared with the others. That's where I want to see Oliver come face to face with past villains as someone who has learned from it. At each point where he's taken down a specific villain, he has changed, or was supposed to have changed, as a character because of it. Because that is the case, coming into contact with McGinn, they should be coming into contact with a new Oliver. That, I think, will bring this full circle and will allow us to see Oliver as someone who has changed following these new years from hell, for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah, I like how you're looking at that. I like your perspective on that. If he knows what he went through, and all of these villains, and it, I mean, Prometheus, what if they bring back Slade and, you know, Damien Dark, whatever. Like you said, he learned so much from how he dealt with those guys. He made mistakes along the way. He learned some hard lessons. So now he's getting to revisit that with everything he knows and learns. So how does that affect him? How is he going to deal with these people again, or in whatever, you know, instance that they're there for? Yeah, he's going to have a fresh perspective because of the experience he's got from them.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool.
One of the things you mentioned that I definitely want to circle back to, though, is the trailer. I know you were so pumped about that when you first saw it, and so was I, and so were a lot of Arrow Squad listeners on our Facebook page. I think that would be a good sort of all-purpose discussion point just to end this, which is, I know we've touched on pretty much every aspect of the trailer individually throughout our show tonight, but was there anything specific from the trailer that's still standing out to you and getting you pumped now leading up to next week's first episode?
OMG, in the biggest capitals you ever saw. I am so pumped for this season. I just, like I said before, because of the emotion of it, I know I'm going to be edge of my seat, tears streaming down, and nothing's even going to have happened yet. I'm just that wrapped up into this show. Arrow is by far my favorite. I think a couple of things from the trailer I want to point out is, like, that scene with Oliver crying as he's saying a line, something like, if my sacrifice will protect the people I love, then this whole thing will have been worth it. And you just see Stephen Amell looking around. It looks like he's in a forest or something, but he's looking around and he's crying. You know he is pulling on some real emotion. That is not just acting. He is feeling it this season, and that scene alone made me tear up. I mean, the emotion that's already filling up with this final season, it's got me already on the edge. And then the action from the trailer, like, holy wow, they are going all out to make this the most awesome action-packed season yet. Talk about going out with a bang. That just the fights and the choreography and the slam bam and, you know, guys being smashed through windows and against walls and the punch, it just looks like it's been choreographed so well. Like I said, they're not holding back this season at all. And that's probably why we saw Stephen Amell posting pictures of how badly bruised and beat up he is because of what he's going through this season, like crazy. And then another point is, we mentioned her briefly, but seeing Thea again, that's exciting because we thought she was gone. We know the actress Willa Holland was done with the show. She wanted out of there to go do something different with her life. And I don't know what they did to pull her back. Maybe she wanted to come back because the show's ending. I have no idea, but she looks amazing. It looks like she's gotten back into fighting shape for the action. Just that quick scene you see of her there, she looks really good, and she's gotten herself back into fighting condition, and I'm excited to see what she does. And then, of course, hearing Moira's voice and Oliver just saying, "Hi, Mom." Man, I could barely keep it together when I saw that. That just... this is just in the trailer. Like, I'm this... You guys can hear it in my voice. I'm this amped up, and that's just from the trailer. I'm ready to go.
I could not have said it any better. And I want to specifically just touch on two points you already mentioned. The "Hi, Mom" aspect and seeing Thea return. That's really what drew me back in, because what I was really thinking we would be missing, it and we will to an extent in this upcoming season, was the Queen family. it was never just about Oliver in isolation. If it was, we would have just been watching a story of Oliver on the island, right? This was about Oliver and the Queen family. And we have had different incarnations of the Queen family throughout the show. I think maybe my favorite incarnation was the one we had most recently. And now it's going to be different. Now we're going to see Oliver and different parts of his family returning in whatever shape, form, time, earth, etc., that they can.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see them. I think I'm most excited to see Thea, but I'm just happy that I'm excited about the season, because I know at the end of last season, you and I both were on the same page in that it felt like the end of Arrow. And in a sense, it was. This really is, in the form of a plot line, this is the denouement. This is what comes after the conclusion. This is Oliver leaving a legacy, fighting a past demon, dying, whatever it may be. But I'm excited to see what they do with it in what they're given, with every character to play with, every villain, every past family member, every past hero. They now have the option of bringing most of them back, and there'll be some faces that we miss, but I'm excited to see the ones we haven't seen in a while.
It's kind of like it's bringing Arrow full circle, because it started with Oliver and Thera and Moira, and man, wouldn't it be neat if they brought Walter back too.
Yeah.
It's bringing it full circle as much as it can, which I think is a great way to end a show, bringing it back to its roots, the way it started, to where we first all got so deeply connected to these characters. And, you know, and I know everybody is hoping Felicity might make an appearance, and I she might at the very, very end when she goes off to join Oliver. Maybe we'll get a quick little clip of them together, and that's how this whole thing ends. I don't know, but I sure hope that all of our fans that said they're not bothering to come back just because Felicity's gone, I hope they see this news about Thea and Moira, and that's enough to bring everybody back, because it's going to be good. It's going to be emotional. It's going to, oh man, it's going to wrap this thing up where we're all going to be crying.
Definitely. Well, speaking of tears, I'll just toss in one last little tearjerker mention at the end of every episode. We always point out the title of the upcoming episode, and this time that is Starling City, which will air on October 15th, next week, 8X01.
Yes, Starling City, which is already going, what? I thought they changed it to Star City. What's going on?
Personally, I loved the name Starling City back in the day, so I'm happy that term will be returning. Also, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we will be accepting feedback through 7 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Thursday nights, and you can go to arrowsquad.com to see all of the ways that you can leave written feedback or audio feedback for us. We would love to hear from you guys.
Exactly. We want everybody to be with us this season, and I think we were starting it last season. We're still thinking about doing a special episode of feedback only to have you guys give you guys a chance to tell us what Arrow has meant to you and why you love this show, and we're going to do a special episode of that. So if you want to give us separate feedback just for that episode, that's what we were looking for. So we've got a couple in. We'll have to gather them back up, but yeah, we'll keep reminding you guys about that as well. I think that's all I got, Cammy. It's a week to go, and I'm feeling it. I'm ready for this.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh, one thing, just as I would like everyone to know, is you guys know that I also do the Legends show. Legends doesn't come back until January. I want to let you guys know, I think I posted it on our Arrow Squad page, but I have another podcast starting next month. It is for the new Star Wars TV show, The Mandalorian. There's a podcast coming called The Mandalore. So look up The Mandalore podcast here on Facebook. On the Facebook page, join up, and I will be posting all the news there. That'll be coming next month.
Very exciting.
That's all we got, Cammy. I'll see everybody next week. This is The Flash signing off.
And I'm Cammy. Goodbye.
Arrow Squad is presented by Golden Spiral Media. You can find all our contact info, links, and feedback form at arrowsquad.com. We'd also love to have you leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you're looking for other great discussions about your favorite TV shows, check out our partner podcasts at goldenspiralmedia.com. As always, please share the show, and thanks for listening.